Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for always fresh char-grilled hamburgers and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Champion, Preston Martin. Then we'll speak with the promoter of Salem's Thunder Valley's Crown Vic Nationals, J.T. Huffman. And we'll have a conversation with Coles County winner Dalton England. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start at West Virginia Motor Speedway. Tyler Carpenter grabbing that one. Lee County in Iowa to Austin Becerra. Nick Marloff wins at Hawkeye Downs. Lawrenceburg, Indiana, $30,000 winner Logan Seavey. Majeski wins at Winchester. Cale Coons gets it at Kokomo. Montpelier to Westfall. Jordan Kinzer, winner at Brownstown. And 24 goes to Parker Leak. Richmond, Kentucky to Blake Brown. Dalton Brown wins at Ponderosa. Paducah goes to Trent Young. Kevin Wagner wins at 201. Atomic in Ohio. Of course, Duncan and Rice back in victory lane. Sean Valente wins at Fremont. Jacksonville, Illinois to Paul Nienheiser. Cash Kinsey wins Viola Boys. Lernerville in Pennsylvania. Flinner and Hardy amongst many winners. J.R. McCutcheon wins at Blanket Hill. And in Missouri at I-55, Kenny Wallace and Blaze Burwell amongst the winners. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division winner and national champion, Preston Martin. Hey, Preston, welcome to the show. You know, watched a little bit of the coverage from up there at Nodak Speedway in North Dakota, but to see, you know, the interviews and such. But before we even get about the chats and all, how about that race car of yours? Where'd you get this Minions you know, wrap on this car? What, where did that get started, and what's that all about?
It got started on a 4th of July parade. We used to have all our cars painted the same, and after Casey decided to put a Cars theme on his car, you heard a bunch of kids shouting out, look at the cars, look at Doc Hudson, look at Lightning McQueen. And after that, it became an all-out battle of cartoons to try to get the most amount of kids shouting their car during the 4th of July parade.
And 4th of July parades are always awesome, especially all across Mid-America. And to have the Minions on the car, that's really cool for our guest, Preston Martin, the U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division winner from last weekend, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. But it wasn't just the car. I saw that Victory Lane celebration. And who was the guy in the Hawaiian shirt there in the middle?
The Hawaiian shirt started becoming a thing when tensions started getting a little high in the pits. Just like any other area in the country, I'm sure there's a lot of arguments that tend to break out in the pits. And one thing was, I never wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to keep it fun. So one thing I always said was, you can't argue with a guy in a Hawaiian shirt. It would just be ridiculous. So that's where the Hawaiian shirts came from.
Well, we don't want to argue with him. We want to cheer him on. Preston Martin, the U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division winner, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. But I, you know, I saw the interview with Jason Buckley from Legends Nation chatting with you and the emotions and such of Victory Lane at the Nationals. But it also seemed like you had some trouble on lap number 3. And I bet you weren't real happy with the guy in the Hawaiian shirt at that point. What all went on inside the car, and how'd you collect yourself back up to eventually rally to take this, you know, this championship?
As far as the car, flat out, I threw it in a little too hard and lost it, just trying to ride the edge. But no, I ended up, when I got to the back, had a little pep talk with me and myself, trying to make sure the nerves stay calmed down. And then once we started climbing back up through the field, both before the race and after the race, I prayed, having a conversation between me and God, saying, God, give me a chance to praise your name, and I will. I will do that every chance I can. So being able to keep the nerves calm and climb back up through that field, I got to give glory to him. It's just kept the head on the shoulders, kept looking forward, never gave up on myself or the dream, and never gave up on him. Never thought he'd let me down, and he didn't. He he pulled me through.
He was there. Jesus didn't need to take the wheel because Preston had it, but he certainly helped guide and get in there. And that's for sure a big emotional video on Legends Nation from our guest Preston Martin, and well earned the respect of our Lord and the U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division title from Nodak Speedway up in Minot, North Dakota. And we're chatting with Preston about his career, the victory, and all the rest that goes with this. I saw that you had a group of guys, including, you know, guys from Ohio and North Carolina and such, a win that seemed to, you know, mean extra to you. What does this mean to you now that you had a couple of days to look back on it?
The biggest thing is just... It's one of those deals, like I said, a lot of guys chase that race, not only the championship, but that race for years. So to be able to get the championship as well as capping it off with that win, winning at that race, I don't take that lightly. I don't take that for granted. I've worked very hard for it, and I will appreciate that for a very long time to come.
Well, and well earned. Preston Martin, the U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division winner, on the profabrication.com hotline. So, you know, it's got to start getting a little snowy up there in the Dakotas where you live. What will be the next races? Do you have some indoors planned? Do you go snow racing? How do they do it up there in your area so that we can understand what the winters are like with you guys?
So up here, there's not a whole lot of racing indoors. So up here, when we get to the off season, it is kind of just take a break. Not only that, for how much I race during the summer, for the most part, give the off season to my wife. So I do have planning on going to the Turkey Bowl and then Watford City if they do their one indoor race a year. That is a couple races I'm still planning on probably trying to make. But no, in the off season, for how much I race during the summer, I give that to my wife.
Well, he gives it to the missus, and the rest of the field gets a break from him. So if you're looking to race in Vegas or Charlotte or anywhere else, at least Preston will be sequestered up there in the Dakotas, taking it easy. He is the U.S. Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division winner, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And we couldn't be more tickled for a great guy. Thanks for joining us, Preston. We really appreciate you doing this. And fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
The message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, putting on a new hat for him. We've had him on before with his other one, but the Salem's Thunder Valley Crown Vic Dirt Nationals promoter now is a new title for racer turn promoter JT Huffman. Hey, JT, welcome back to the show. Understand next Saturday, the 25th, you got some big doings there. What's up with all this Dirt Crown Vic Nationals thing?
I called to try to add a class to a race and end up promoting a race. So we're going to try to put on a big show at Crown Vic or Thunder Valley and try to save the racetrack. And hopefully we get a bunch of cars and people down there.
Yeah, Thunder Valley, it's been kind of dormant or off the radar for a while. And this is a track that's in Salem, Indiana, not far from the paved track that sees so much going on there. Just had the big race and such. But, you know, kind of give us some of the track and what it's out like, because people probably haven't even heard of it in you know, years.
Right. Of course, it's 2 miles from the Speedway. It's at the Washington County Fairgrounds. It's been a dirt track for many years. It's a little quarter mile, little less than quarter mile, probably dirt oval, semi-banked. It's been on great racing through the years through many of the littler classes, like mini stocks and Hornets and stuff like that, have put on a lot of races there. And it's set dormant for probably 3 years now, and we're just looking to get it going again. Something for the community to get behind and do like they used to do, and hopefully we can save it and have a full season there next year, possibly.
JT Huffman, the promoter now of Salem's Thunder Valley Crown Vic Dirt Nationals on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So you said you were trying to add a class and ended up being the promoter. What's in your heart now as a promoter? You know, why this passion to do all this extra work?
It's the racetrack that I grew up at. My mom and dad had their first date there. I raced there from 10 till it shut down. My dad raced there. My uncle raced there. My grandpa's both owned race cars that raced there. So it's just a racetrack that's really special to me. And it gives a young racer or a starting out racer a good place to get their feet wet and get started. Because if you can race around that little joint, you can go to Brownstown and race. You can go to Bloomington and race. That place just really develops the driver and teaches them good habits.
A neat racetrack that I have been to a couple of times. JT Huffman, the promoter of Salem's Thunder Valley, the dirt track, a couple miles away from the big Salem racetrack that we see paved cars on all the time. But this one's all about dirt, the Crown Vic Dirt Nationals next Saturday, the 25th. At the Thunder Valley Racetrack in Salem, Indiana. And I looked it up. Ostriches, camels, and horses raced there back in the 1880s. And now Crown Vics. You going to have an ostrich class? You going to have other classes racing besides Crown Vics? What's up?
Yeah, we're going to have the Crown Vics there. They're going to race for $1,200 to win, plus MSG donated a brand-new $1,000 custom fire suit. And Black Belt Racing gave a $350 helmet blower to all the class winners. But we're also going to have the pure stocks, and we're going to have the Hornets, and we're going to have a little scrapper race at the end just for fun. But yeah, three different classes racing full programs. I think we're going to get 100 cars just upon the three classes. And I think if you come, it'll be worth seeing for sure.
Sure sounds like it's going to be a big day there in Salem, Indiana, on the dirt track known as Thunder Valley for the Crown Vic Dirt Nationals next Saturday, October 25th. And we're chatting on the ProFab Hotline with JT Huffman about the event itself. Now, Hornets are the four-cylinder cars, am I correct? Are they front-wheel, rear-wheel, or can both go?
Just front-wheel drive. Pretty much we're letting just the basic Southern Indiana rules go. The only thing is there's no VTEC. Now, those guys are racing for $450 to win, which is a lot more than they normally run for. And Black Belt Racing Supply donated a helmet blower for those guys, too. So hopefully we can get 30-plus of those guys down to run for a little more money than they're used to.
Now, JT, the event itself is going to have some folks there. How much does it cost to get in? And what are you feeding these folks? Where can they buy some refreshments when they're there?
We have made this the most family-friendly racing event we can. $10 general admission, 16 and under are free. We wanted people to be able to afford to bring their families and come hang out for the weekend. Kevin Smallwood, Bob and Kev's Barbecue, a longtime sponsor of my race car, is doing the concessions on the grandstands and the pit side. So there'll be pulled pork sandwiches, barbecue loaded nachos, barbecue parfaits, and plenty of other options. So there'll be plenty of food there. So don't eat before you come. Just make sure you come with an empty stomach.
Saturday, October 25th, Salem, Indiana, the Dirt Track, Thunder Valley, Crown Vic Dirt Nationals. We're chatting with JT Huffman, who's promoting it. But I know you got a lot of folks that have kind of thrown in to help you. Give us some kind of idea, some of the folks that are pulling together to make this all work.
Temple and Temple donated a sheep's foot to help us out. Let's see, the disc come from my Uncle Buddy. He donated the disc to help us. The fairgrounds let us use the water truck.
Don't you got one of them famous announcers coming in there from somewhere else in Indiana?
Yeah, Wild Will. He's gonna announce the race for us. Trading Sliders, Bobby Puckett and Kurt Bennett, they put us on their podcast platform. And I know a lot of people get aggravated with racetracks around here, but all the promoters have really been really nice to me and offered help and help promote my race to get their cars to come to my race as well. So I can't thank all the other racetracks enough for being around us. And the Salem Speedway, even their safety crew is going to come do all the safety for us. So they've been helping as well.
Where can we find out information on social media to kind of, you know, follow and get inspired more?
You can get on our podcast page, Flag to Flag Media. They'll have everything covered. And something I really want to emphasize is that we got all those sponsors listed on the Flag to Flag page. So if there's any way you can support these sponsors or give back to them or just tell them thank you, please go help them guys out because they have donated so much to help us out.
JT Huffman, get out there and see him, those sponsors, and all the fun. Saturday the 25th, Crown Vic Dirt Nationals at the Dirt Track in Salem, Indiana, Thunder Valley. JT, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This is the kind of racing you can feel in your chest. Door to door, inches apart, every lap all on the line. This is Echo Park Speedway, the hottest track in NASCAR. 3 days of tailgates, camping, and full throttle fun. But Sunday is chaos, speed, and glory. This February 22nd, the Auto Trader 400 takes over Atlanta. Get tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the Badger Midgets Go last weekend at Coles County Speedway. Hey, Dalton England, welcome back to the show, man. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, Lenny. I really do appreciate it.
Looked like from the line score, it had to be a lot of fun going from seventh place up to the victory. You passed a lot of cars. What was that feature like for you?
Yeah, man, it was wild. We went 6th to 2nd in the heat, and unfortunately the invert was a 10, so it had us stuck pretty deep there in seventh. And, you know, everybody was kind of bottled up on the bottom, and I got found the top pretty early. I want to say around lap 4 or 5. And, man, we really had a good car. Like, we really did. And got through traffic pretty good. Was up to third. And we had a few mid-race yellows. Caught the leader at the time. It fell back to second. Got around him. Unfortunately, had a little bit of contact with Mitchell Davis, who was leading the race. I just misjudged the deal in turn 3 and got into him. But man, like after that, we were really good the last 10 laps. I want to say they said at the end it was like a 3 or 4 second advantage at the finish line. So man, it was a really good night. You know, yeah, just really thankful for it.
Dalton England on the profabrication.com hotline, winner at Coles County Speedway last weekend, a combined Mara PowerEye midget event at that racetrack, beating Bryce Massengill from Ohio and Iowa's Miles Doherty, along with Mitchell. I mean, that's a pretty stout field that you ended up there up front. Kind of tricky to set people up on this Coles County track. You know, what's the joint like there to scoot around in a midget?
Man, Coles is honestly a tight little place, and I do enjoy the tight tracks. You know, I really have enjoyed Macon over the years, and that's, you know, pretty similar in my opinion. You know, it's a lot of fun. It really is. And when it widens out, it gets super fun. And, yeah, Bryce and Mitchell, and there was plenty of good cars there, you know, 17 cars. And I honestly think it would be unfair to say that there wasn't, you know, at least 15 cars there that could have won that feature that night. So, yeah, it means a lot to me. It really does.
Well, and the winner, Dalton England, on the profabrication.com hotline, the car that did win that race at Coles County last weekend. Profabrication.com, profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com, including the new Gasco gaskets. So your fourth win of the year at 4 different tracks. I mean, a couple of years ago, it was like onesie, twosies, maybe per season. What has helped you grow as a driver? What's been the bit that added to the recipe that's been the difference lately?
Yeah, honestly, I've just tried to surround myself with some really good people. You know, my engine builder, Mike Wallace, is not only my engine builder, but really tried to mentor me on the racing side of things, there for me every step of the way. Obviously, my boss, Flea Ruzick, you know, anytime I have a question, concern, he's right there to, you know, either tell me how I'm looking at it the wrong way and try to get better. You know, and my parents, I owe it to them too. You know, they're right there every step of the way, whether it's win or lose, and just keep pushing me and pushing me. And I've dug in deep, man. I really have. And I've tried to pour everything into this and just try to get better every year. And 4 wins this year, I really couldn't have imagined it with the way the year started.
Wow. Dalton England has got those 4 wins at 4 different tracks. That's even more impressive. A lot of guys will win all 4 at the same track, sometimes in the same month, and call it a year. 4 different racetracks spread out all across Mid-America and taking those victories. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Dalton England. And this race seemed to be a little bit different. You had a friend, AJ, you got to work with for the first time doing this. What was that all about, and how did that add to the magic as well?
Yeah, honestly, AJ and I, we'd spoke, you know, many times over the years. Just, hey, man, if we're at the same track, it'd be nice to work together. Because for the ones that don't know, like, I do 99% of the work on my own. My parents are there at the track. They're there if I need a hand. But honestly, they're there for an extra hand and support. And I'm owner, driver, crew chief, whatever you want to call it. I do it all. So I had AJ in this weekend, and he just wanted to come check out Coles and hang out. And we had an issue in engine heat, and we're under the hood trying to fix that. And just ended up working together the whole night, and, you know, got to do a few things that I've never done before in the car. And honestly, it helped. It really did. And he was pleased with where I already was when he came into the deal. And so, yeah, super huge thanks to AJ for just, you know, keeping the ship going and bringing me to another level at Coles County this to end the year. You know, that's really good.
That ship sailed into victory lane with Dalton England, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, doing it and having friends around, always important. You mentioned Flea Ruzick as a mentor, and I saw he posted something, and I'll go through it, you know, really quick. Life's ups and downs, focus on things you can control, not on the things you can't, and eventually it all works out. His words of wisdom really, they inspire me, and they inspire a lot of folks in the racing world. What has it been like to have those words always accessible to you? And what does it mean for him to give you that kind of wisdom?
Yeah, honestly, like the last 2 years of my life, health and personal life has been an up and down roller coaster. Just some things that I don't wish on even my own worst enemy. And Flea has been there every step of the way, taught me, you know, a lot of things in life, not only as my boss every day as a job, right, but just life. And like you said, life, relationships, racing first and foremost. But, you know, honestly, the thing that really sticks out to me is when I met Flea 3 years ago, you know, he just had no idea who I was. I was just some random kid, you know, walking up to him. And I would have never imagined 3 years later that I would be, you know, this important in his life and he'd be this much important in my life. And honestly, it's just, I'm just thankful for him. I really am. And I know a lot of people out there are, you know, as me and you have spoke before, it's amazing to have someone like that in your corner. It really is.
A really amazing person, and he picked the right young man to mentor. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Coles County, Mara, Badger Midgets winner, Dalton England, checking in with us after that victory. Where can folks find you on the internet so we can keep up with you? I know the off season's kind of coming here. It may be hit or miss, but where can we look after you?
Yeah, honestly, Facebook is, we have a racing page, Dalton England Racing. And it's pretty fairly updated, even through the off season. You know, obviously the off season just started for us, but you know, there's plenty of work going forward. And on Twitter, just my name, Dalton England, and that's where you can find most updates week in and week out.
Give him a follow, a fine young man, Dalton England, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh-off-the-grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Another big racing weekend. Get out there and support grassroots racing. It's turning just right. Hoodie weather, excitement, big races. Go out and support grassroots racing. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.